A new state budget is on Governor Charlie Baker's desk some 18 days after the new fiscal year began. State lawmakers approved a compromise $42 billion spending plan yesterday. In just a minute, we'll hear the compromise regarding a policy that could have changed how communities enforce immigration laws. But first, to look at some of the other spending details, we're joined by WBUR's Steve Brown. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
So after more than two extra weeks here to get a budget, what are the big issues, big surprises maybe?
Well, no big surprises, so to speak. The big question, of course, was would that Senate-backed amendment on immigration be in the final version? It wasn't. I'll talk more about that in a minute. The budget actually grew in the few weeks that it was in conference. You might remember a couple of weeks ago, the state reported an uptick in revenues, due in part to the federal tax bill. That money gave the conferees just a little more wiggle room to fully fund some of their legislative priorities to the tune of $340 million. They also put another $271 million in the state's stabilization or rainy day fund. For the most part, this is a maintenance budget. It keeps the lights on and the programs running. There are no new taxes or fees. No huge initiatives are launched, nor are there any major cuts to any programs. It puts some new money into mental health services, health care for the poor, and K through 12 funding. House Ways and Means Chair Jeff Sanchez says it's a good budget.
What we did relative to the environment and what we've done relative to mental health and what we've done relative to education, we're on the glide path to great things. And these investments hopefully will be able to sustain that growth and continue to make Massachusetts such an incredible place.
And Steve, does the budget contain provisions as well to address some of the problems we've been hearing about for months now at the Massachusetts State Police?
Yes, it does. The lawmakers call for the creation of a special audit unit within the state police. But this unit won't answer to the state police command staff. They'll report instead to the inspector general. The budget also creates a commission that will look into the hiring and promotion policies within the agency. Of course, the state police have been under a lot of scrutiny lately following reports of overtime and staffing abuses.
So the budget's before Governor Baker. Any ideas what he might do?
He'll probably take all 10 days to review the budget, meaning that he'll sign it around Saturday the 28th. That means if he reduces any spending or vetoes any line items, the legislature will only have 3 days to take override votes. That's not a lot of time to put back money into the budget.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned those amendments on immigration. They were not included in the final budget. Remind us what those amendments would have done and why they weren't included.
Well, they would have prevented law enforcement from asking people about their immigration status, would have prevented collaboration between local police and immigration authorities, and would have barred state resources from being used to create registries based on ethnicity, religion, country of origin, or other criteria. There just wasn't enough support in the House. The House, of course, is more conservative than the Senate is over in the legislature. The amendments were sponsored by Acton State Senator Jamie Eldridge. He says he's disappointed that they were not in the final version of the budget, especially with the national focus on the Trump administration's separation of families illegally crossing the nation's southern border.
I just don't think there's any excuse for not including this language in the budget. And it's a really disappointing moment that I think my colleagues and I will look back and say we missed a massive opportunity to protect people's civil rights.
Eldridge says the failure of the amendment was especially challenging for him because it had strong support in the Senate.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.